Okay? We're on. Okay, I go in Erev Yontif to all. Today's daf is daf Yutes. And we are on Yud Ches Amud Beis. We're discussing the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. So I think to make it a little clearer, just to give the structure of today's daf, I think would help out in terms of the clarity of then going into it. So just the structure in the Gemara is, we started off yesterday with the Shita of Rabbi Shia. So if you want to put a little aleph there, that's the first way of explaining the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shia holds that Rabbi Shimon's Shita of arguing on the case of Eishes Achiv Shlohaisa Ba'olamo, Rabbi Shimon says his Shita even if the third brother, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Reuven dies, and even if Levi is born before Shimon does Yibum to Reuven's wife, still Reb Shimon says that Levi is Mutter. Eishes Achiv Shlohaisa Ba'olamo, that's not considered Eishes Achiv Shlohaisa Ba'olamo, and therefore it's Mutter for Levi to marry that woman, even if Shimon marries her after Levi is already born. That is the Shita of Aboshia, that's the first line of the Gemara. Chalakai Reb Shimon Af Barishona. But there's a second opinion, just to look ahead for a moment. On Yud Tes Amud Aleph, about seven lines up from the bottom, Rav Papa Amar. That's going to be a second Shita. So we're going to discuss first Rav Oshia's Shita. The Gemara is going to go into Rav Oshia, asking two or three questions from Brishas on Rav Oshia, and then we're going to go into Rav Papa Shita. That's a Beis, Rav Papa Amar. So that's the structure so far. Then the Gemara is going to bring a riot to Rav Papa against Rav Oshia, which will take us almost to the bottom of Yud Tes Amud Beis. So that's the structure of today's daf, just to hopefully make it a little clearer so we realize what the tachlis of all the questions back and forth are going to be. Okay, so we have Rav Oshia Shita, Machlokas Rav Oshia and Rav Papa. That's going to be the maskana. So now we know it even before we do the Gemara. That's the Machlokas, and then the Gemara is going to bring a riot through Rav Papa against Rav Oshia. Okay, but now let's get back to what we were discussing yesterday. We're in the middle of Rav Oshia's understanding. And it's Rav Oshia, because one of the questions we're going to have is from you see on the side, it changes to Rebbe Oshia, because one of the questions is going to be from Rav Oshia. So you can't ask a question on himself. So Lechora, this one is Rebbe Oshia, and the later is going to be Rav Oshia. Okay, so the Gemara said, what's the Svara? What's the Svara to say that Reb Shimon, according to Reb Oshia, Reb Shimon says his Shita even if he's born before his brother does Yibum. So the last thing we did yesterday, about 10 lines up from the bottom. Bishlamo Yavim Akach Nolad Ki Ashkuche Behetera Ashkuche. Finally, I understand if Shimon, again, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Reuven dies, and Shimon does Yibum to Reuven's wife before Levi is born, then I understand why Levi would be Mutter, because when Levi's born, there's no Zika of a wife from a brother that he didn't live with. So that's Behetera Ashkuche. But how can Reb Shimon say his opinion even if Levi is born before Shimon does Yibum? So the Gemara answered, Kasavar Yesh Zika Vizika Kiknus Adamya. Says, no, the Shita is because Reb Shimon holds that the second there is a Zika, it's as if they're married. Yesh Zika, as we said yesterday, we discussed Yesh Zika, Ein Zika. Yesh Zika means there's a strong connection. It's a quasi-ishus between the Yavam and Yavama, and Zika Keknusa, and as if they're married. So therefore, even if Levi is born before Shimon does Yibum, it's as if Shimon already did Yibum, because Zika Keknusa, and therefore, that's the Shita of Reb Shimon. We mentioned at the end of the day yesterday, I said it quickly, I'll say it again, the Bircha Shmuel quotes that obviously, Baruch Ber, obviously you're not going to say this totally 100%. And that is based on the Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid here, in a blot earlier, in Daf Yud Zayin, says, if this woman goes in his mezana with another man, we're not going to call her an Eishes Ish Sezinsa, even though we call her a Knusa. She's married. So she's not going to have all the halachas of a married woman. Dailayin Lonasa Gemar Kinyan Ishus. But what happened here is that there's a Kinyan of Zikas Yabimus. There's a Kinyan of Zika, a full Kinyan of Zika, but there's no Kinyan of Ishus. It's classic of Baruch Ber, giving this the language that we have to sit on, and if we had time, we would sit on it more, but there was no Kinyan Ishus, there was a Kinyan Yamus. It's enough to have the Kinyan of Yamus, even without the Gemar HaIshus. Okay, so that's just Baruch Ber in Simen Tes, in Yavamus. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Maskevlar of Yosef, we're going to have two questions. Two maskifs on Rav Oshia Shita. This is one. The second one's going to be on the fourth wide line on the next Amud. So first one. Maskif Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asks, what did we just say? We explained Rav Shimon Shita, which according to Rav Oshia, that very strong approach of Zika and Zika Kiknusa. Right? And therefore, as if they're married, so even if he's born before Yibim takes place, it's as if Yibim took place. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Hashda ziko maimer mesafle l'Rav Shimon. Ike knus adamye, ilav ke knus adamye. We are about to have, the Gemara is about to quote it, that Rav Shimon has a suffake, even if maimar is done, is that considered marriage or not? Meaning not only zika do you need, but you might even need maimar. So the Rav Shimon has a suffake about that. So zika l'chude mi boy, is it possible to say that just a zika is considered knusa? How could we give this pshat for Rav Shimon, according to Rav Oshia, that he holds that Zika is as if you're married already, and therefore the Levi born before the Yibam done is as if it's done. He's born after Yibam done. How is that possible? We have the following source where Rav Shimon is not even sure, even if Zika and Maimer are done, that they're married. For sure, plain Zika is not going to work. So where do we see that? So the following. Mayi. And also, just the Ritva adds just one more line in this question, as we'll see. And we're going to see from the following source that it doesn't even sound like Rav Shimon holds Zika works at all. The issue is a Maimer issue, not a Zika issue. So that the Ritva adds, and that'll become clear as we see it. So Mayi Ditznan, as the Mishnah says later on, Daf Lamed Alef. Shlosha Achim Nesuin Shalosh Nashim Nachrios. Three brothers married to three women who are not related to each other. Umeis echan mehem. This is the case that we've discussed. Umeis echan mehem, and one of the Reuven dies. So Reuven's always the one that dies. Umeis echan mehem. Reuven has many, many lives in historical Talmudic discussions. Umeis echan mehem. So Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are married, and Reuven dies. Va'asa b'sheni maimar, and Shimon does maimar to Reuven's wife. Umeis, and then Shimon dies, and they both fall to Levi. They're all born. They both fall to Levi. So what's the halacha? Hare elu chotzos v'lo misyamos. So in that halacha, Levi must do chalitza. He's not allowed to do yibam. Shneemar, why? Umeis achad mehem yivama yivo aleha. We have that hekish. Misha aleha zikas yivam echad v'lo shaleha zikas shnei yivamin. Says the Tanakhama, the problem is that these women are falling to Levi from two husbands. And the only time you do yibam is if a woman falls to you from one husband and not two husbands. This woman on a d'oraisa level is Reuven's wife, but on a d'rabbanan level is also Shimon's wife, because Maimer was done. So, mi d'oraisa, so then it's only from Reuven, it will be fine, but mi d'rabbanan, there's already a connection, so Chazal say only chalitza, we won't allow you to get off scot-free, but only chalitza, but not yibam, because it's as if it's coming from two husbands. Yeah.
Because it's coming at the same time?
Because now Levi, at the moment that Levi gets this, right, gets this Zika now, gets Shimon's wife, also as a Zika. So at this moment, he has Shimon. Shimon's wife might be okay, but she's the tzara of a problematic woman.
Well, let's say Shimon had full yibim with her.
If Shimon had full yibim with her, so it would be fine.
Then Shimon died.
That would be okay.
But it's two houses?
No, but it's not two houses. That's only one house. That's only one house when it falls. That's why it wouldn't be a problem.
Is it Shimon's house or Reuven's house?
If he dies... If Shimon does Yibam first, Shimon did Yibam, then it'll only be Shimon's house. Wouldn't be Reuven's house anymore. It'll be Shimon's falling from Shimon's house. Continuing, that's the Tanakhama. Reb Shimon Omer. Reb Shimon says no. Miyabim le'ezu me'em she'yirtza v'cholis l'shniya. Reb Shimon says no. You could do Yibam in this case. Remember, Reuven dies, Shimon does Maimar, and then Shimon dies. Levi could do Yibam to either one of the wives, meaning we'll call her Ashes Reuven. That meant the original woman of Reuven who had Maimer done to her, or Esha Shimon, Shimon's original wife. You could do Yibam to either, and then you do Chalitza to the other wife. Why? What's the Svaras? Let me say it outside, and then we'll see it inside. As we'll see, Rav Shimon's Svara is, he has a suffix whether Maimer totally works or doesn't do a thing. We've had before, we pass it in the middle, that Maimer is Kona Mixas. We've had Shita Beishamai, that Beishamai is Kona totally. Reb Shimon has a suffix, whether it's total like Beis Shammai or nothing. That's Reb Shimon's suffix, as we'll see. So says the Reb Shimon, in this case, do Yibam to one of them and Chalisa to the other one. Why? Because Biman of Shach. If Maimar works totally, so then what happens? Now Shimon is as if he did Yibam to this woman. So married to both. So you do Yibam, you can do Yibam to either of them. But on the other hand, maybe Maimer does nothing. And if Maimer does nothing, so then each woman is coming from a different husbands, and therefore both of them require something done to them. So that's why you do Yibum to the first one and Chalisa to the second one. So Yibum Yitzhravayu Lo, you can't do Yibum to both of them. Why? The Dilma Yesh Zika. Maybe Yesh Zika, meaning En Maimar is done, and maybe it's as if Shimon is considered married to Ashes Ruvain. But now, if they're both two women, so you can't marry both of them, they're both coming from Shimon. And just doing Yibim to one of them, and automatically pottering without anything the other woman, lo, you also can't do that. The Dilma Ein Zika Kiknusa, maybe they're not married, and maybe Maimar does nothing. And there are two women coming from two different husbands. Alma, the Gemara ends off, Masafkalei, question mark. So what do you see from this discussion? That Reb Shimon is not even sure if Zika with Maimar works, let alone plain Zika. How did we just explain the Shita of Reb Shimon according to Reb Oshia, approach number one, which we're going to get to approach number two in 35 lines, as we saw already. So approach number one is that Reb Shimon holds Yesh Zika, so and Zika Kiknusa, so even if Levi is born before Shimon does Yibum, that's okay, it's not considered Eishes Achiv Shlaisa Ba'olamo, because as if Yibum was done already. Says the Gemara, how could we suggest that? It's as if they're married, even if Maimer was done. We're not even sure, Reb Shimon's not even sure if Zika is as if they're married. And the Ritva adds, as I mentioned before, and it doesn't even seem like Zika here is an issue. For sure ain't Zika. The only shaila is, what's Maimer considered? That's the only suffix Reb Shimon had. Question mark. There is a discussion of the Rishonim here. The Ramban asks. The Ramban says, maybe when we say Yeh Zika, Zika Kiknusa, maybe that's only if, maybe Reb Shimon and Reb Oshia only meant that if Yibam actually took place eventually. Maybe if the Yavam died, so then you're right, you don't see Zika Kiknusa. But maybe all Reb Oshia slash Reb Shimon meant was that if Yibam eventually takes place, so then you see it as if originally they were married from the moment of the Nefila Zika. Maybe that's all he meant, to ask the Ramban. Ramban says, why did the Gemara say that? Gemara says, Vikasha, no, I'm sorry, that's not the, this is the Rashba, where's my Ramban? Says the Ramban, over here, Bidinhu, Dahavi Matzi Lomemer, the Gemara could have said, Sviri Lomer Reb Shimon, Yeh Zika Vizika Kiknusa, Raksha Besof Konsa. And then you could say that there was Mishar Rishona. Avalam Lo Konsa, so maybe it's La Kiknusa. But the Gemara doesn't say that, so it must be that it's not true. Why? Why don't you say that? Lo nichale le gemara lo meimer hachi. Why did the Gemara say that? Because if that's true, says the Ramban, which makes a lot of sense, then what's he going to say? Is this not Eishes Achiv Shlaisa Ba'olamo when Levi gets married, is born first, and therefore mutter? There's no iser. But how do you know there's no iser? You don't know yet. Maybe he'll do Yibam. Maybe Shimon will do Levi. Maybe Shimon won't do Yibam. Reb Shimon can never paskin across the board mutter. This is not Eishes Achiv Shlaisa Ba'olamo, because you don't know if Yibam is ever going to take place in the future. So the Gemara can't give that possibility, because Reb Shimon would not say heter across the board in that case, because there is the chashash that you don't know what's going to be. Okay, so that's just the horror of the Ramban. Back to the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, how can we say that Reb Shimon is based on Yesh Zika and Zika Kiknusa as if you're married? We prove from this discussion, from this Mishnah brought from Daf Lamed Aleph, that Reb Shimon is only suffik is Maimar, whether Maimar is Kona totally or not. But nothing to do with Yesh, of course he holds Ein Zika. Next, v'chi tema, and if you want to say, no, that Mishnah is not a raya, the Mishnah that we just brought from Lamed Aleph, that Mishnah is not a raya against this, because you could reinterpret that Mishnah. Really, Reb Shimon holds, Yesh Zika, Zika is strong, as if they're married, and therefore in that case that was brought, remember, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Reuven dies, Shimon does Maimar, Shimon dies, and then Levi is figuring out what he's supposed to do. Really, maybe Yesh Zika, and all he has to do is do Yibum to one woman, and the other woman gets off scot-free. Because it's as if she's married, it's as if Eishes Ruvain is married to Shimon totally. Because Yesh Zika. Aye, why does Reb Shimon in the Mishnah say you have to do Chalitza to the second woman? Gzeira d'Rabbanan. Gzeira d'Rabbanan, mi d'Rabbanan hu da'asur. Maybe really, mi d'Araisa, all you have to do is Yibum to one, and the other one gets off scot-free. And it's just a gzeira d'rabbanan. Why? Gzeira mishum, the case of shema yomru beiz yavamos habos b'shnei batim chadim yama v'idach miftur b'v'lo klum. Because maybe you'll have a case one time that you'll actually have two women from two different brothers that will require having something done to both of them, and you might get confused that just like in this case where one of them fell to Shimon first, and then Shimon dies after having done Maimer. So you might get confused that just like this case, if you allow just Yibam in this case without anything to the other woman, maybe in a case that really requires the two women having each to receive something, Yimer Chalitza, so you might get confused and do nothing there. And then she'll get off scot-free inappropriately. So that's why we say, maybe that's the pshat of the Mishnah. So it's a Gzeirah D'Rabbanan issue. But Midaraisa, we would say, Yesh Zika. Asks the Rishonim here, including Rashi, what's the case that that's possible? If you hold Yesh Zika, that's what we're explaining according to Reb Shimon, it's as if they're married the second that the Zika takes place. So how could you ever have a case of a woman, two women falling from two brothers? The second that the first woman falls, as if she's married to that brother. It's as if she's married to the first brother. And then the one that's the second woman, so you'll never have a case. So says Rashi, you'll never have a case that two Yivamos that would require one Yibam and one Chalitza, because you'll always be married to the first one. Says Rashi on the second line on top, they died at the exact same time. Naflu ba'asachas mitzimtzum. They died at the exact same time. Fine, that's Rashi. Ask the Rashbab, we're going to make a gzeira because of the case where they die. What, like the Shomer Sinai Balacha asked, like Nadav and Avihu. Kodesh Baruch Hu said that a fire where they both died, mamish, at the exact same time. We're going to make a gzeira mishum that case. Says the Rashbab. And number two, the Gemara later on the bottom of Amud Aleph, is going to bring up the sugya, which we're going to talk about, of efshar letzamseim or efshar letzamseim. There's a machlokas tanam, which we're going to talk about later, whether we assume that things could really happen exactly at the same moment. But says the Rashba, the Gemara should have brought that up here already, if that's what the metzias of the case is. The Gemara didn't bring it up yet, it's going to bring it up later. So says the Rashba, there must be another case, and that's what Tosfos says also. Tosfos quotes Rashi, then he quotes another case. What happens if the first, in a case where the first wife is an erva to the second brother? That's a case where the third brother could get two women from two different brothers. If the first one is an erva to the second brother, so then it's not, there's no zika to the second brother, and then there's one that's the second brother has a wife himself, and then the second brother dies. So then that erva woman is not coming from the second brother; it's only coming from the first brother. And therefore, that could be a case of two women, even according to Reb Shimon, coming, even if you hold Zika Kiknusa, that's a case of two women coming from two different brothers. That's what Tosfos says on top. O Yishlomar, Kigon Shaharishona, he erva la'achiv, Hasheni, Shemes, Shlohais, Zekutza lo klal. Where the first one is coming, is an erva to the second brother, so then they're coming from two different brothers.
Why wouldn't that be
Tsaras erva? So why wouldn't that be? That would be Tsaras erva. No, it's two different. It's Ruvain's wife is an erva to Shimon. Right? So then, but the Levi's still there. Levi's still, there's no relationship to Levi. Levi has a Zika, and now Shimon dies, so now Shimon's wife. So they're not co-wives, it's two different husbands. There is a discussion in the Achronah, though, based on this Tosfos. Tosfos says, it's an erva. She's an erva to the second brother. What happens if she's not an erva? What happens if she's Chayv Lavin to the second brother? Some type of relationship of Chayv Lavin, Anusas Aviv. What if there's Chayv Lavin? If you hold Yesh Zika and Zika Kiknusa, does that apply even where there's an Aveira done? Chayv Lavin. That is the Machlokas Achron. We quote here from Reb David Pavarsky that proves from Tosfos that by Chayv Lavin, you still say Zika Kiknusa. Because what did Tosfos say? Tosfos Dafka said the case of, and we're going to talk more about this tomorrow, but it's on the first day Yom Tov, it's all about Chayv Lavin. Tosfos Dafka gives a case where there's an erva to the second brother. Why not Chayv Lavin to the second brother? It must be by Chayv Lavin you'd say they're fully married. Zika Kiknusa. And others, the Karenora later on argues, says no, the Tosfos doesn't just could have given that case, but just didn't give that case. Okay, either way, that's a Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos. What is the case here that we would be gozer against? Okay, we're up to Vahab on the eighth line. So what did the Gemara just do? The Gemara tried to defend the Shita of Raboshia, remember the first pshat of Reb Shimon, and say, no, that Mishnah is not a proof that Ein Zika, but it's just a Durabanan. Says the Gemara, no, you can't say that. But time of the Reb Shimon, Misha Maimer V'Lav Maimer Hu. No, it's clear that this issue in Reb Shimon is not a Doraisa issue, but a fundamental issue, whether Maimer is Kona or not. Nothing to do with a Gzeira, Misha, a certain case. The Tanya, because look at the Braisa, Amar Lam Reb Shimon L'Chachamim. Relating to that case of the Mishnah, Reb Shimon said as follows, Imma Amaro Shal Sheni Maimer, Esha Sheni Hu Boel. You know why you could do Yibim to one and Chalitza to the other? Because if the Maimer is complete, like Beis Shammai says. So then, this woman that he's living with is fully Eishes Sheni of Shimon. V'mamar shel Sheni eino maimer. If maimer is nothing, Eishes Rishon ubawel. So it's as if he's living with Reuben's wife. But either way, that's the issue of Reb Shimon. Like to do with Gzeira. But if it's Eishes Reuben's, then they're not related. Therefore, that's why the second wife needs Chalitza, not because of Gzeira Durabanan. Question mark. So now we're back to the question: how could Reb Oshia? Remember Reb Oshia's Shita. Keep chazering. Reb Oshia holds that Reb Shimon's Shita of saying Eishes Achish Lo Yisav Alamo does not apply here is even if Levi is born before Shimon does Yibum, still Mutter, still not considered Eishes Achish Lo Yisav Alamo. So that's the focus. That's Reb Oshia's Shita. Now we're back to the question from the Mishnah, and that has to assume that when Levi is born, it's as if Yibum was done already. That's the svara of Yesh Zika and Zika Kekedusa. So we asked the Brisa, we asked from a Mishnah on Reb Oshia, we tried to defend, we just went back to the Kasha. So now we're trying to give another answer. Says the Gemara, Amar Le Abaya. Abaya tries to help out again. Maybe there's a difference between how many brothers there are. Maybe Reb Shimon only said his Shita that Yesh Zika when there's one brother. When there's one brother, then that's you know exactly who's going to do the Yibam. That's where you say Yesh Zika. But that Mishnah over there that you brought is two brothers. Two brothers, Shimon and Levi. So two brothers, maybe he doesn't say Yesh Zika there. Dilma, ki amar Reb Shimon Zika, kegdusa dam yibiyavim echad. One is saying it by one brother, avob shei yivam in lo. So maybe that's trying to save our Reb Oshia. The Gemara says, no, we shun on the Reb Shimon. Does Reb Shimon really make a chilek? From the following source, we see he doesn't have any chilukim. But Tanya says the Braisa, Klalam Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says a general rule. Kol shehalei the kodemus l'nisuin, lo choletzes v'lo misyabemes. If the third brother, or the brother, we don't know how many we're talking about yet, if the brother is born before his other brother does yibum, so then, no chalitza, no yibum. That, Reb Shimon will agree, is eishes achish lo haisa ba'olamo. Nisuin kodem l'leida, but if the yibum was done before the other brother was born, o chaletzes o misyabemes. So then he could do either or, because it's as if it's a full brother that's married to his brother. So my love says the Gemara. Reb Shimon makes this general statement. So my love, let's focus on the first line that he said. Whenever Levi, let's take our names again. If Levi is born before Shimon does yibum, so then. Nothing. Lo choletzes v'lo misyabemes. So my lav says the Gemara b'yavam echad. Aren't we talking about here with this one brother? The one brother meaning only Shimon is alive when Reuven dies, and then before Shimon does yibum, Levi is born. Isn't that the case we're talking about? V'ktani, and it says lo choletzes v'lo misyabemes. And you see, no chalitza, no yibum. So you see, even by one brother, you do not say yesh zika. Because what do you see Reb Shimon says here? That if Levi is born before Shimon does yibum, then he's totally off the hook. Totally no chalitza, no yibum. So the Gemara says, no, lo b'shnei yibum. And maybe that rule, that whole statement of Reb Shimon is only when there are two brothers. The Shimon and Levi, and then Yehuda is born later. So that's why he says ein zika. But if there was only one brother, you're right. You'd say either or, because you say zika kiknusa. But says the Gemara, if that's true, so then why didn't Reb Shimon make the following statement? If that's true, that Reb Shimon has a distinction between one and two brothers, so then why? The Gemara asks this a lot. If you have a brisa that says two different dinim, we'd rather stay with as many of the same factors in the two cases, din one and din two, rather than going to a totally second case in the seifa of the source. So here too, if it's true that Reb Shimon makes a distinction between one or two brothers, then why do we have to come up and change the whole case of born before or after marriage, have the case stay the same of born before marriage and make a distinction between one or two brothers. Adatani, instead of learning, you don't call them Laleido Chaletzomas Yabemes, Liflov Lissi Bidida, but Medra Mamurim Bishne Yavam, and Avabi Yavam Echad Ochaletzomas Yabemes. So why don't we do that? The Gemara said, no, Kula Bishne Yavam and Kamairi. No, we'd rather keep it all in two Yavamin. We'd rather keep it all in two Yavamin, rather not change that factor. We'd rather keep that factor constant. So, Gemara at this point says, okay, so far we're safe. And really, Reb Shimon only says Yesh Zika by one brother, but not by two brothers. So the Gemara is not going to hold on too long. The Ella, where says, you can't say that because my Klala. Because what did Reb Shimon say in this last source? Klala, Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon makes the following general statement that always applies. But you see, it doesn't always apply. You just limited it to a case where there's two brothers. But one brother, you wouldn't say this rule applies. So it's not a rule. End of first question on Reb Oshia. This was all Maskifla Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef's first question on Rabbi Yoshia. Now we're up to question number two from a different source on Rav Yoshia, which we're going to answer, and then we're going to get to Rav Papa who argues on Rav Yoshia. So now we have question number two. V'od Masav Rav Yoshia. So you see the first one has to be Rav Yoshia, if this one's Rav Yoshia. V'od Masav Rav Yoshia, from a Mishnah again later on. Gimel, again, this is going to prove that Rav Shimon holds Ein Zika. That's going to slug up the first shot. You have three brothers. Two of them are married to relatives. Three brothers, Reuven and Shimon, are married to relatives. Either they're married to sisters, or they're married to a mother-daughter, or they're married to a mother-granddaughter, as the Mishnah says. Gimel achim, shnai mehem nesuim shtei achyos, o isho bita, o isho bas bita, o isho bas bina. So what happens? Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters, and then they both die. Reuven and Shimon dies, so what does Levi do? Levi now has two women that fall to him, but they're both related to each other. So Hare Elu Chosas Vlomas Yamos. Chalitza is done and not Yibam. Why? Mida Oraisa, they're coming from two different husbands. So look, do the first one. The problem is on a Durabana level, as we mentioned before, this is something called Achos Zikukaso or Bas Zikukaso. Each one of these women is a relative of the other woman that you have to do Yibam to. So therefore, we do Chalitza and we don't do Yibam. That's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon Poter and Rabbi Shimon Poters, no Yibam, no Chalitza done. So that is based on a special drusha, which the Gemara is going to bring up in a few lines. But that's Rabbi Shimon. So now the Gemara says, V'istakadakasav Rabbi Shimon Zika Keknusa Damye, and if Rabbi Shimon really holds that Zika Keknusa, again, which means that right when the first one falls to Yibam, it's as if they're married. So, L'yabim L'kamaisa V'tipater Idach. Why does Reb Shimon say you go off scot-free? The first one, remember, Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. So the second that Reuven dies, that first woman should be considered as if she's married to Levi. And then when Shimon dies, so that his wife is off the hook. Because that's Achos Ishto. That's Achos, the Reuven's wife. So why does Reb Shimon say that you get off with nothing? Again, Kasha, if you hold Yesh Zika, Reb Shimon should say that you do Yibam to the first woman. So Amar of Amram, my poter nami, poter ashniya. That's exactly what Reb Shimon means. Reb Shimon, when he says pater, he means the second one is pater, but the first one you do Yibam to. Says, oh, you can't say that. Vatani Reb Shimon poter b'shtehen. The Bryson related to that Mishnah says, no, Reb Shimon poters by both of them. You don't have to do anything. So Amar Rava says, no, you know what poter shtehen means? Rava says, we misunderstood the Mishnah. We're going to say that Rava misunderstood the Mishnah. But Rava says, no, we misunderstood. Shniya shebesugzeh v'ashniya shebesugzeh. What does that mean? Major pshatim in the Rishonim. Let's go with Rashi. What does that mean? Really, when the Mishnah says that Reuven and Shimon are married to relatives, when it says two sisters or mother-daughter or mother-granddaughter, no, they're married to all of them, not either or. Reuven and Shimon are married to four women each. Two of them are sisters with each other. Two of them are mother-daughter. Two of them are mother-granddaughter. And two of them are mother-granddaughter from the other side. Right, so they're married to four women each. That's the case of the Mishnah, says Rava. And when Reb Shimon says poter shtehan, he means you do yibum to one of the first ones, and all the other women are poter. Because all the other women are somehow either related or co-wives to somebody who's related. So shtehan, don't bother me, don't worry about the word shtehan, says Rava. Really, it refers to all the other women as well. What? Yes, Reuven and Shimon, three brothers are married. Three brothers are our brothers. So the first two brothers are married to four women each. Four pairs of women. Each two of those women are married to each other. Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah, who are sisters. Then they're married to two other women who's a mother-daughter to each other. Married to four. So Rava says that's what Reb Shimon means, shtehen. That they are, once you do Yibam to one of the first women, one of Reuven's wives, and all the other women are pater. That's what shtehen means. 1 second, Alex, I see you can ask a question. Let's just finish the line. Says the Gemara, you can't say that. Katoy Rava Barbazuke. Rava made a mistake about the four pairs. Chada to Ooktani. It says O in the Mishnah. Or. Or means not all of them. It's four different cases. The ode, and if it's true that what you're telling me, that you do Yibam to one of them, then the others are niftar, Reb Shimon poter ba'ar batan mibayalei. It should say that he poters the other four wives of Shimon. Not two. Shtein is two. But if you're talking about four wives, so then you do Yibam to one of Reuven's wives, and the other four are Niftar. So you can't say that, according to Reb Shimon. V'od, and final question. Tanya, Reb Shimon, poter b'shtem min ha-chalitza u'min ha-yibam. Reb Shimon says b'feirish that he poters from chalitza and yibam, meaning they're all off the hook totally. So again, we're back to the question. According to Reb Shimon, if it's true, according to Reb Oshia, that he holds Yesh Zika and Zika Kiknusa, then you should at least be able to do Yibam to the first woman, even though they're related to each other. The first woman should have Yibam. Shenamar, V'isha l'chazol lo sikach litzrar, b'sha shenasu tzarasu lazu, y'lo yehela chalikuchan afilo b'achas mehen. That's the drasha that Reb Shimon gives to say that everybody's off the hook. Yeah, you had a question, Alex? So, answers the Gemara, final answer, Ella Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, fine, you're right. In all these kashas that we asked, from Mishnais on Reb Oshia, Inafel Bezecher Zeh Hachanami. You're right, if the Zika, or specifically in this Mishnah, if they had died one after the other, you're right, the first one should get Yibum, because the first one is as if she's married already to Levi. That's true. Hachal Mayaskinon Denafel Bevasachas. What are we talking about here? Where the brothers died at the same exact moment. That's why Reb Shimon does not hold, really Reb Shimon holds Yesh Zika and Zika Keknusa. But in all these cases where he says that no, they're totally, you don't do, it's not as if they're married, it's because the two brothers died at the same moment, and Reb Shimon Savala Karbiosi Aglili, Do Amar Efshel Etzam Seim. What does that mean? So Rashi, a quote from Bechoros. Somebody has an animal that's about to have a firstborn, and the firstborn is going to have Kedushas Bechor. A Bechor is one of the Matnas Kahuna, you have to give it to the Kohen. And lo and behold, he looks and he's helping he's being mialed his animal, and two babies come out at the exact same moment. Which is the Bechor? So that's a machlokas tanoim. One Tana holds that it is very possible that they're both Bechorim, and they both go to the Kohen. Because Efshar Litzamseim. It's possible to be Mitzamseim to be exact, and they both came out at the exact same time. That's the Shita that holds Efshar Litzamseim. And the other Shita says, no, that's Rashi quotes it here. Rabbi Yossi Omer Shneim LeKohen. The Chachamim say no. Yefshel Samtim. No, it's not that both are. One must have happened before the other one. You just don't know. One must have happened before the other one. So what's the halacha in the case of Bechor? You give one to the Kohen because one of them is a Bechor. The other one you keep for yourself. You wait till it gets a mum and then you can eat it because a Bechor shehumamu loses its kedusha. It's mamono shel Kohen, but it's hamosam echaver lav arayin. So you can eat it. You already gave him one Bechor. That's the machlokas of Efshel Samtim. Yefshel Samtim. So we apply that here. From Shimon holds that Efshel Samtim, it's possible to be very exacting. There's a major discussion. Is this a machlokas, what's called a machlokas of Metzius? Machlokas of Metzius, you don't know. They argue, can two things happen at the exact same moment? So it's a machlokas of Metzius. So we'd rather not say that. Some say, so a tube shot them here quoted in the Birei Hadaf, some say, yeah, you can have machlokas of Metzius if you can't figure out the Metzius. When do we not like to say a machlokas and metzias? It's a machlokas in reality. If you could figure out the reality, we'd rather not say it's a machlokas. But here you can't figure it out. Or the other pshat, and this is the one that many achronim hold of and try to give in that, really, no. Everybody agrees that it's possible. It's possible that it came out at the exact same time. Everybody agrees to that. But if something happens at the exact same time, I'm sorry, it's possible that something happens one after the other, but it looks like at the exact same time. But what's the machlokas? If there is a case that looks to you as if it's the exact same time, even though in reality it's not the exact same time, halachically, what is that viewed as? Are you allowed to view that as if it's the exact same time? Because to you, the onlooker, it looks like it's the exact same time. Or do we say, no, inherently it's not, so you don't view it at the exact same time. That's already a halachic machlokas. What's the standard that's needed for how to view things? That's not a machlokas and metzias. That's how, you know, we like to say, it works. Again, lo nitna tor l'malach ha'asharis. So if it looks to you like it's at the exact same time, you could treat it as that, even though it's really not at the exact same time. And the other approach is that, no, inherently it's different times. So if you treat it like different times, again, that's a big sugya, just to allude to it now. Okay, that is all, as I started off the daf today, that is all, number one, the Shita of Reb Oshia, who explains Reb Shimon Shita, that if Levi is born even before Shimon does Yibum, Levi is still muteres, and then Shimon dies later after doing Yibum. Levi is muter to that woman. Why? Because it's not called Eshazachar Shalaisa Ba'olamo. Now we have Rav Papa. Rav Papa argues on Reb Oshia. What? This is the only way to explain Reb Oshia is right. That's the final answer that we get for Reb Oshia. Earlier the Gemara did not give an answer. Well, what was the problem? My klala ika. So he'll say it's a limited klal. That's what I'll have to answer. Gemara didn't answer that. But it's not a... What? How does it work in the Mishnah? How does it work in the Mishnah, to the first Mishnah? So the Gemara's going to answer that. Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa, this is two, really argues under Boshia. Be even Barakach Nolad Palag Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon only argues in a case where Rav Shimon first did Yibam and then Levi was born. That's the Machlokas Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan. But Benolad Barakach Yibam Lo Palag. But if Levi is born first, before Shimon did Yibam, he does not argue, and even Rav Shimon agrees that. That is a case of Eishes Achash Lo'aisa Bo'olamo. V'tshravaya L'Rabbanan Yitzrich. And really, the original proof that Raboshia brought for Ishita was why the Mishnah had to give two separate cases. Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin and the Mishnah Daf Yud Chesem Abeis. So Gemara says they're both according to the Rabbanan. V'lo Zu'av Zuktani. And really, the second one has no Chiddush whatsoever. The bigger Chiddush was said, you're right, in the first Mishnah. The second Mishnah is, you know, this is also a part of the Shita, but it's not really a Chiddush. Period. Okay. Tanya Kavase to Rav Papa Utsyuf to Rav Oshia. Now let's try to bring a proof to Rav Papa, right, of what Rav Shimon holds, that Rav Shimon's sheet is only if Levi is born after Shimon does Yibum, but Akash and Rav Oshia, Rav Oshia held that Rav Shimon's sheet is even if Levi is born before Shimon does Yibum. So the following Brisa is going to have four cases. Again, just to clarify, four cases. According to Rashi, we're going Rashi Pshat, case number three is going to be the Raya. Case number three is going to be the Raya. Four cases in the Brisa, and then the Gemara, going into tomorrow's daf, is going to analyze each of those four cases. Okay? Straightforward. Let's go. Four cases. A. Shnei achim ba'olam echad umeis echad mehem below vlad. Two brothers. One of them dies without a baby. Va'amar ha'sheni hazeh lasas maimar bi'avimto. And Reuven dies. Shimon is about to do maimar. V'lo hispik lasas ba'maimar at shenolo lo ach. And he didn't get a chance. Who cares that he tried? Gemara's going to talk about it. He didn't get to do it, Lamaisa. Either way, he didn't get to do Maimar until Levi is born. Again, Reuven dies, Shimon doesn't do anything, and Levi is born. Umeis, Hari, and then Shimon dies. Hari Shona, Yotsemi Shemesh, Achim Shalaisa Bolamo. The first one, the first original wife, Eishes Reuven, goes out without anything, because Eishes Achim Shalaisa Bolamo. Vishniyocho, let's Zomis Yabemes. And the second wife, which is Shimon's wife, either or, because again, they're not married. Shimon's not married to the original woman. He did not do anything to the original woman. This is the Shita of the Chachamim. We don't have anything about Rav Shimon yet. They hold Ein Zika, or at least Zika is not Kiknusa. And therefore, it's two different women from two different husbands. So the first one gets off because she's an Erva. The second one does even more Chalitza. A. B. Case 2. What if Maimer was done? Maimer was done by Shimon, and then Levi was born. All the other way. Or Levi was born, and then Shimon did Maimar. Vameis, and then Shimon dies. Harishoni Yotzei Shemeshes Achav Loisav Olamo. So Tanakama holds that Reuven's wife goes off because she's an erva. And the second one only does chalitza. This is a Tanakama that, according to that Maimar is koneh b'miksas and midrabanan, they are co-wives. So only chalitza is allowed, and not yiba. Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon holds in this case. Biyasa o chalitza shel achas mehem poteres sarasa. Rav Shimon says, no, in this case, and Rashi is going to explain that we're going on the case of Asa b'maimar. There are two cases that were mentioned in this case B. We're going on, we're going to see later on, it's going on the case where Maimar was done by Shimon, and then Levi was born. So in that case, Shimon would say, having Yibam or Chalitza of one of them, lets the other one go off scot-free. Which one? Continue. Chalitz, meaning there are two women here. There's a woman that's always been the wife of Shimon, and there's a woman that fell to Shimon from Reuven, but Maimar, Shimon did Maimar to her. So the Gemara says, Rav Shimon says, that if Levi does Bia or Chalitza, you or Chalitza with one of them, it potters the other one. But the Gemara continues and says, Chalitz l'bailas Maimar lo nifter et Sara. But it only works in one direction and not the other. Let me explain this outside, because the Gemara is going to explain it later on, but just to understand it now. And that is, again, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven dies. Shimon does Maimar to Reuven's wife, and then Shimon dies. Shimon has other wives. Levi, what does Levi do? So says Reb Shimon, remember Reb Shimon we had earlier, He is not sure if Maimer does everything or Maimer does nothing. So let's take the two tzadim. If Maimer does everything, so now Shimon is married to both women. And now Levi could do Yibum or Chalitza to whoever he wants, one of them, and the other one becomes Pater. If that's the case that he means, that Bir Chalitza of one of them, Poter is Sarasa. But let's say Maimer is nothing. If Maimer is nothing, these are two women that are not married. The two women that, I'm sorry, they're two women that are not related. They're both not married to Shimon. One's coming from Reuven, one's coming from Shimon. So that's what he says here. Cholas the Bailas Maimer. If he did Chalitza to the Maimer woman, so then it's Sarav doesn't become Pater, because maybe Maimer is nothing. They're both not married to Shimon. Therefore, he's got to do something to the other woman. But what about the other way? Let's say Levi does Yibum to Shimon's original wife. If that's true, so then the Baalas Maimer has to do nothing. Why? Because if Maimer was a full Kenyan, so this is a co-wife, and she's Pater from the Yibum that was done to Shimon's wife. If Maimer is nothing, so then this is an Erva. This is Eishas Achav Zalaisa Baalamo. So either way, that's what Reb Shimon means, as the Gemara is going to explain it later, that the Bia, the Yimur Chalitza of one of Shimon's original women, Pater the Baalas Maimer. That's how we're going to explain it later on. Continuing. Third case, and this is going to be the raya, why we're bringing this raya. Kansa v'meis v'achakach nolo lo'ach. What happens if Levi did Yibum? Levi did Yibum. I'm sorry, not Levi, Shimon. If Reuven dies and Shimon did Yibum, and then Shimon died, and then Levi was born. We never had that yet. Reuven died, Shimon does Yibum, and then Shimon dies. V'achach nolo lo'ach, and then Levi is born. Oh, so there Reb Shimon's going to agree. Oh, shenolo lo'ach v'achach kans of a mace. Or even if Levi is born before Shimon does Yibum, v'mace, and then Shimon dies, shtehen paturas min achalisa min ha'yibum. Then they're both pater. Reb Shimon does not argue. Reb Shimon does not argue here. Haraya to Rav Papa, kasha under boshia. Because what do you see? Beferish? And the Gemara is going to explicate it in a minute. That Reb Shimon agrees that if Levi is born before Shimon does Yibum, Reb Shimon would agree that is a case of Eishes Achav Shalaisa Baalamo, which is an erva, and the kohanim are ervas, and everybody is usser. That's the raya. Finishing off, case number four though, kansa v'nolo ach, if Yibim is done, and then the brother is born, v'yachagach meis, shtein peturas b'nachleis v'na Yibim divra meir. That's the machlokes, where Shimon does Yibim, and then Levi is born, so the Tanakhama holds, that's still called Eishes Achav Shalaisa Baalamo. Reb Shimon amar, no, holu ba'al matzah beheter, v'lo amda alav sha'achas v'isser, miyabim leiz ben sheyirtza, cholat leiz ben sheyirtza. Since when Levi is born, there's no one waiting to do Yibim with him, she's already married to Shimon. So this is just like Shimon's wife. Period. End of Brisa. So now the Gemara just explicates the Raya. Hababa de Seifa Lamakatani Va. Who is the author of the third case? Ile Malurabi Meir Katani La. Or, let me put it this way. Why did the Gemara separate case number three and case number four? That's really what the Gemara is asking. Ile Malurabi Meir, is it for the Shita of Rabbi Meir Katani La? So Michti. That doesn't make sense. Why? According to Rabbi Meir, meaning the Chachamim, there's no difference when Levi is born before or after Shimon did Yibam. In both cases, Aser. So it should have been brought as one big case. So the reason that case number three and four was split up can't be according to the Chachamim. Elolav Reb Shimon. It must be according to Reb Shimon. That's why it was split up. And what do you see there for? Ube Yibim Bachagach Nolad Palig. The Reb Shimon only says his Shita, where Yibim took place and then Levi was born. That's where he says it's not called Eishes Achav Shalaisa Baalamo. Benolad Bachach Yibim Lo Palig Shmamina. But in a case where Levi was born before Shimon did Yibim to Reuven's original wife, so then he wouldn't argue and he would hold that is Eishes Achiv Shalhaisa Baalama. Period. Adkan Divrei Habraisa. Proof to Rav Papa. So what do we have so far today? So far we have the Shita of Rav Boshia. We have a few kashas on Rav Boshia, which we tried to defend him. And then we have the Shita of Rav Papa. And now we brought a Braisa to prove Rav Papa and Ezka Kasha under Boshia. Now we're just going to analyze the different cases of the Braisa that was brought as a proof and as a kasha. So this is going to go into tomorrow. Let's see how much we can do today. Amar. So back to case number one. What was case number one? Amar Hasheni La'asos Maimer B'Yavimto. Vol Hispik La'asos Maimer B'Yavimto. Achenol Lo'ach. What happens? Reuven dies. Shimon's about to do Maimar, but he doesn't get a chance to do Maimar. And then Levi is born. V'meis. And then Shimon dies. Harishana Yosim Shemesh Zachav Zalaisa B'Olamo. V'shiyo Cholatzos Omis Yabemes. So says the Gemara, my Amar Maimer Lo Hispik. What do you mean? Oh, he tried to do Mimer. He didn't get to do Mimer. So who cares what he tried to do? What, he gets points for trying? He didn't do Mimer. E avad avad e lo avad lo avad. Lemaisa, did he do Mimer? Did he not do Mimer? He didn't do Mimer. So what does it mean? Amad velo hispik. So says the Gemara, no, this is what it means. Ela amad midaita. He stood up and he was trying to do Mimer midaita with her rutzon and knowledge. Velo hispik midaita ela balkarcha. But he ended up forcing it upon her. Forcing upon her Mimer. That's the pshat. He tried to do it midaita with her willingness. But he ended up doing it forcing her to accept Mimer. That's the case that's considered nothing. It's considered the Mimer wasn't done. Why? Udalo karebi, and it's the Chiddush is going against Shitas Rebbe. The Tanya, as the Braisa says, ha'ose Mimer b'yevimta shlomi daita. If you do Mimer with your Yevama against her will, without her knowledge, Rebbe Amar Kana, Rebbe holds that works. But Chum Amar Lo Kana, Chum say no. Chum say it doesn't work. So that is what's being alluded to here, that a Mimer Bal Karcha doesn't work. What are the Svaras? And there's an amazing Lumdis on the next few lines. We don't have time to go into it, but it's amazing Lumdis. Is Mimer more a Yibam Halacha or a Kiddushin Halacha? And the Gemara itself says it beferish here. Remember, Mimer is the Kiddushin that the Rabbanan enacted before Yibam. So is that really more in the world of Yibam or more in the world of Kiddushin? So that's the Machlokas here. My time at the Rebbe, why does Rebbe say that Mimer can even work Bal Karcha? You learn it from the Bia of Yibam. Ma Bia di Yavma Balkarcha. Just like the Bia of Yibam works automatically. We're going to have later. Bim Be'onis, Bim Merotan, Bim Shogim, Bim Mezid. Af Kiddushin di Yavma Balkarcha. So to Kiddushin of a Yavama also works Balkarcha. Rabbanan Garmi mi Kiddushin da Amma. Rabbanan say, no. Compare Mimer to general Kiddushin, not to its final stage of Yibam. Ma Kiddushin da Amma Midaita. Just like Kiddushin in general has to be Midaita, right? By a marriage under the chuppah, before the chasen says Arei Mekudeshes Li, the kala puts out her finger. Why does she have to put out her finger to get the ring to show that she wants it? Because Kiddushin doesn't work Bal Karcha. So Av Kiddushin the Yivama Midaita. So just like general Kiddushin works Midaita, so the Kiddushin of Yivama works Midaita. But Maikim Eflugi, what's the Machlokes? And Tosva says, this is a Svara Dika Machlokes. So Tosva's Beferi says it's Lamdis. Mar Savar, Mili Yivama, Mili Yivama, Havel Lameilif. It's better to learn Yivama from Yivama, Mimer from B of Yivama. Mar Savar, Mili Kiddushin, Mili Kiddushin, Havel Lameilif. It's better to stay in the world of Kiddushin. Mimer's patterns after a regular Kiddushin, so therefore it's better to learn that. Period. Two quick points, and I guess then we'll have to stop here and continue tomorrow. Number one is, there is a Machlokas Rishonim, at least the Gra thinks there's a Machlokas Rishonim, whether Mimer can even be done b'kesef. Can be done b'shtar. Can it even be done b'kesef? So that is a Machlokas Rishonim. The question is, if Mimer is kesef, how can it be done b'karcha? Can do a kinyan b'karcha if it's kesef. So what's the whole Kiddusha can be done b'karcha? How can you do it b'karcha? So that's a discussion in the Akron, and how is it possible? Maybe she knew she was being kona the money, but she didn't know it was Mimer. She just thought it was money. That's one discussion in the Achronim. Number two is, the Gemara here says, Beferish, that if you say Mimer requires Ratzon, it puts a pattern into Kiddushin. What's the source that Kiddushin requires Das HaIsha? Meaning, Get, we know, is Balkarcha Midaraisa. How do we know? So that's known as the stira between Rashi and Kiddushin and Rashi and Yevamis. Where's Rashi and Yevamis? Right here. Rashi and Kiddushin on Daf Mem Dalet says, Beferish, why does an Isha have to be Maskim? Rashi Mem Dalet and Aleph and Daf Mem Chesam and Aleph and Kiddushin, both times Rashi says, it's Das Makneh. Das Makneh. The Isha, the man is Kone, the woman, whatever that means. And Das Makneh, the woman is Makneh herself to the husband. That's what Rashi says. It means general Das Makneh. That's Rashi and Kiddushin. Rashi here quotes a specific source by Kiddushin. Rashi, Dibur Maskeh Kiddushin, the Alma, V'holcha V'haisa L'sh'acher, Midaita Mashma. That is a huge discussion in the Achronim, why Rashi and Kiddushin gives a general Das Makneh reason, and Rashi here gives a specific Kiddushin reason. There's a Chasam Sofer and others, maybe based on the fact that we're trying to learn Mimer, right? That already tips us off, but again, that is a big discussion, but just to know those two Rashis, whether the reason that Das Isha by Kiddushin is because of general Das Makneh, or specifically, V'holcha V'haisa L'sh'acher, Midaita Mashma. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and then Hashem will continue tomorrow. It's before Mincha, is the daf from Asa B'Maimer. We'll continue discussing case two of the Braisa. So I think Ambezer, I'm giving the daf tomorrow. Menachem will give the second day. Everybody should have a bizochet, have a wonderful Kabbalah Satorah. Bizochet, have a personal Kabbalah Satorah. And we'll meet up again after Yontif. Today's shiur was sponsored by the Friedman family, Lezechen Ishvas Feger Reisel Bas Menachem Munish.